The president of the GGA, Ransford Tete, says the association will continue to dialogue with the EC to allow journalists to take part in the early voting for the 2012 elections. He said if the EC refuses to soften its stance, it may resort to court or appeal to parliament to review the clause in the CI 75, which limits early voting to only officials of the EC and security services. Mr. Tete said this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News last night. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
We are disappointed, but what can we do when the law is being applied? We hope that we can still continue to dialogue with the EC to find some opportunity to allow our people to participate in the early voting.
Some people have really blamed the GJ for not being proactive. According to them, the media were interested in the creation of the 45 new constituencies, but did not care about inclusion of the media in the special voting dispensation. What do you say about that?
It will be unfair for only the GJ to be blamed. Why not the media confraternity as a whole? I think that we as media watchdogs should be blamed that we concentrated on the creation of the new constituencies and did not take part in the discussion on the CI 75, and therefore it is unfortunate, but it's also not fair for the GGA to be blamed for not being proactive. I mean, the GGA means that it involves every member of the association. So if any member had drawn our attention to it and we had gone to sleep, then it would be fair now to us to be blamed. As it is now, I think that all of us must be collectively blamed for what has happened. It is unfortunate, but as I said, we will continue to dialogue with the EC, hoping that we can find a way out.
President of the GGA, Ransford Tete. Another group that was not included in the early voting is the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO. Its research officer, Rode Champong, says the outfit is disappointed about its exclusion, but will put contingency measures in place so that they will be able to vote as well as monitor the election.
Very disappointed. We also got the news somewhere early last week. It hit us very hard. We're very, very disappointed, I must say.
But why do you think the media and CODEO, who play active role in monitoring the elections, are left out? What could be the reason?
Let me just say that, you know, it's very important that you get all the stakeholders involved in the electoral process. I mean, the media and observers, they contribute a lot. Stakeholders whose involvement contributes to the overall success of the elections, and I'm sure the Electoral Commission is very much aware of this. So it's quite unfortunate, but we've at CODEO, we've also been trying to see how best we can work around the new circumstances that we find ourselves.
Research officer of CODEO, Rode Champong.